The year is 1587. The young Francis de Sales, at 20 years of age, is a student in Paris. He falls into the spiritual torment of despair. For 1 month, the student can neither eat nor sleep nor smile. His soul feels hopeless and abandoned. Somehow, Francis manages to go to a nearby church and kneels before an ancient statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary, who holds the infant Jesus in her arms. The statue has become darkened by the smoke of so many burning candles lit by prayerful people throughout the centuries. On the walls of the church, he sees so many thank you plaques, so many ex votos, grateful mementos which hang there as reminders of graces received by so many people. And then the young Francis is moved to recite the words of his favorite prayer. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Gradually, but powerfully, Francis feels the touch of the Mother of God. His soul is filled with consolation and courage from divine inspiration. Despair was dispelled, temptation overcome. His request for deliverance had been granted through those words of that prayer we call the Memorare. And for the next 35 years of his life, Francis de Sales would recite this prayer daily. He would teach this prayer to his penitents in the confessional. His lips prayed these words on his deathbed. And now from heaven, he prays the Memorare. He prays for us to intercede for his spiritual sons and daughters through his favorite Marian prayer. Never was it known that anyone was left unaided. This prayer receives its common name from its first word in Latin, Memorare, which means remember. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary. We are evoking the many, many times throughout history, in episodes both public and private, known and unknown, when Mary's prayer has obtained for humanity the blessings of her divine Son. Now, when we are asking Mary in the Memorare to remember, it is not because Mary could ever forget. Moms never forget the needs of their children. How could they? No one has a memory quite like Mom. Rather, in the opening line of the Memorare prayer, we're really asking Mary to remind us. To remind us because we are so forgetful. We are asking Mary to fill our hearts with the grateful memory of all the good things God has given to us in the past. And this memory of gratitude will fill us with hopeful confidence for our future. Indeed, my dear friends, the reason why we may despair of our future is oftentimes the lack of gratitude for the past, our lack of gratitude for God's gifts, past and present. So grow in gratitude, and you will grow in confidence for the future. In each Memorare, Mary is the mother who is reminding us children of what we are so often forgetting, that God has a plan for us, that our destiny rests in the hands of the God who loves us more than we could possibly imagine, that our Heavenly Father, who has never let us down in the past, the same Heavenly Father will always take care of us in the future. That was the message that St. Francis de Sales brought to people throughout his lifetime and to all of us, his spiritual sons and daughters, until the present day. The Memorare is a very fitting prayer for Advent. As we prepare to commemorate at Christmas the birth of the infant Jesus, the Word incarnate, we pray in the Memorare, O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. And since Advent is also about expectation for the second coming of Christ, and every Memorare, we are asking Mary to help us prepare for the Day of Judgment, when Christ will return, and he will demand an account from us of our words and deeds, an account of our omissions and our negligence. At his second coming, we pray that our merciful Mother will plead our cause before the tribunal of her Son. And so we fly unto her, as the expression goes. We fly unto her. We place ourselves under her protection. I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. And in doing so, as we pray the Memorare, we are actually imitating Jesus himself. As a child, Christ would run so fast. He would run so fast as to fly into the arms of Mary, his mother. Episode depicted in the image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. That very image which graces the side shrine here in our historic church. The side shrine here to my right, the Gnadenbild. Make sure you stop by this image on your way out of church tonight. And in this image, if you look closely at the bottom, you will see how the sandal of the little Jesus is falling off his foot. It's the artist's indication that he ran so fast to Mary, as if he were saying at that very moment, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. And in that image, you will see how the infant Jesus is looking up at the angels in the top corners of the image. The angels are holding the instruments of his future passion. He sees the angels holding the cross and the lance and the burial shroud. And the little Jesus is afraid. And so he runs. He flies into the outstretched arms of Mary, his mother. As he says, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. The Memorare also reminds us to repent this Advent. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. Our prayer is pleasing to God inasmuch as our thoughts, our words, and actions are pleasing to God. If we remove the obstacles of sin in our life, our prayer requests are more certainly to be heard and to be granted. But even if we should happen to be in sin, let us continue to pray, because every sincere prayer helps us to confession. Every sincere prayer helps us to conversion, to uprooting the bad habits of our lives. Every sincere prayer leads ultimately to salvation in heaven. And so, my friends, as you leave the church today, go before the image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help. and resolve to imitate the infant Jesus who flies into the arms of his mother. Follow in the footsteps of St. Francis de Sales, our patron. Pray the Memorare each day of Advent. Pray for the Institute of Christ the King, your spiritual family. Pray that the Institute may be ever more effective in leading souls to Christ the King. That the Institute may ever be more helpful to the Universal Church in its God-given mission to teach, govern, and sanctify through sharing in that mission as bestowed to us through Peter and his successors. And along with this daily Memorare prayer, this Advent, offer up an extra deed of kindness. Offer up a little act of patience. Be extra generous in giving a helping hand for someone in need. Smile more with the people you live with. Be extra courteous to someone in your life who you are overlooking. Thank someone whom you have been taking for granted. Your Advent sacrifice could be an extra chore at home or taking care of that difficult duty in your life, that duty that you have been putting off, that you've been trying to escape from. Ask Mary for her help and how pleased Mary would be if you used this Advent to imitate her charity. Make Mary proud of you by trying to imitate her virtue there according to your state in life. For Mary's sake, uproot that one bad habit from your life and put one good habit in its place. Because a bad habit cannot come back if a good habit is there, taking up the room in your soul. For example, for every complaint you find yourself voicing, for every complaint, do penance by intentionally saying a good word of compliment, an extra word of gratitude to someone. And in this way, your novena prayer will obtain for you the grace to grow in one particular virtue, just one. And acquiring that one good habit during this novena, this Advent, this one good habit will lead to another good habit, and then to another good habit. And these habits will bring the joy and the peace of Christ to the people around you. And in this way, your charity will make your prayer truly pleasing to Mary. Your charity will move Mary not to despise your petition, but in her mercy to hear and to answer you. It is charity fed and deepened by prayer to Mary. Charity will obtain an abundance of God's blessings upon us and upon our institute in this life, until we shall be forevermore reunited in the heavenly life of the world to come. Amen. The custom of offering this special novena in preparation for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, this custom dates back to the Franciscans of the Middle Ages. By the year 1476, Pope Sixtus IV extended the Feast of the Conception of Mary to the Universal Church. And when, at that time, in the late 15th century, the Franciscans were entrusted with the Basilica of the Holy Apostles in Rome, the Franciscan friars resolved to prepare for the celebration of that feast by solemn novena. And then centuries later, from the early 18th century until this present day, the custom has been for a cardinal or other Roman prelates to come to that Basilica of the Holy Apostles each day of the novena to offer a sermon and to celebrate solemn benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. And this is the same novena which the founders of the Institute of Christ the King, Monsignor Vach and Canon Mora, They came to know this novena when they were studying in Rome as young priests in the early 1980s. Every night, they would go to the Basilica of the 12 Apostles to assist at this novena in preparation for the feast day. This is the Roman tradition which our superiors were intent on bringing to the institute they founded. And we share something else with that solemn novena celebrated in Rome, a 4th century hymn. A hymn as old as that ancient Roman Basilica of the Apostles. The Latin hymn, Tota Pulchra Est. A Latin hymn which applies passages of the Old Testament to Mary. And this hymn, Tota Pulchra Est, which we will sing tonight after Mass, during the devotions which follow Holy Mass tonight. By the way, I hope you picked up the booklet, the novena booklet at the entrance to the church, which contains these devotions and this beautiful 4th century hymn. This Latin hymn that we sing tonight, it's the same hymn which we sing among all the apostolates of the Institute throughout Europe and 9 countries. We sing the same hymn in our African missions, out there in Mauritius, in our mission in the Indian Ocean, and also across America in 25 dioceses. We sing the same hymn. We pray the same prayer of Pope St. Pius X, the Novena Prayer. And we also recite the Litany of Our Lady, just as we will do this evening, tonight. In 12 countries total around the world, everywhere, the statues and the altars of our Blessed Mother and the churches of our Institute are wonderfully decorated in honor of Mary's Immaculate Conception. And the climax of this novena is on the feast day itself, December 8th, when our Prior General will renew the consecration publicly. Consecration to Mary, a consecration of the Institute's mission and works of our clergy, religious, and lay members of the Society of the Sacred Heart. And all of you faithful who wish to do so, you are all welcome. You are all invited to join us on December 8th in making this total consecration to Mary Immaculate together as a worldwide spiritual family. And since the annual custom of this Marian consecration first began in the early 1990s, our Prior General has stated time and time again that the very existence, the very survival of our Institute today, after more than 35 years, is due to this Marian consecration. If the Institute is here in Detroit in the year 2025, it's because throughout over 30 years, people around the world have been praying this novena to Mary Immaculate. People around the world have been living and praying this consecration to Mary Immaculate. So let us be grateful. Let us join wholeheartedly in this novena which prepares us in 2025 for this solemn act of consecration to Mary Immaculate, this consecration highly important for our future and for the future of our children and the generations to come. And so, dear faithful, I thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your sacrifice of being here. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for all you do for Mary Immaculate. May she be honored and may she be venerated for the glory of her Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.